Ada Bell, The Curious Explorer. Written by Anna Roberts. Illustrated by Ree Sanderson. Translated by Leah Schulze. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. Not far from the coast of Wales, surrounded by glistening seas, is an island that can only be visited by boat. It is called the Island of Skomer. There are no roads on Der Insel of Skomer, and no cars or buses or trains. It is eine Insel where the weather changes in the blink of an eye and where dolphins play near the rocky shore. There is only one house on Der Insel of Skomer. Das Haus was where Ada Bell and her pet Puffin lived. Every evening, Ada and her pet Papageientaucher would plan great adventures and read books about faraway lands. Ada's favorite Buch was about a bird called a dodo. It was a large bird with short wings and a big hooked bill. Nobody had seen einen Dodo for hundreds of years. But Ada Bell was a curious explorer, and she was determined to find the bird. Ada's Buch said there was an exhibition about den Dodo at a museum in London. She decided it would be the perfect place to start her search. She packed everything she would need into her hot air balloon and waved tschüss to her Papageientaucher. Up and away she went, chasing the clouds across the sky in her Heißluftballon. It wasn't long before Ada was flying over the rooftops of London. Far, far below, she could see magnificent bridges crossing a river. There were lots of cars on den Brücken. From high in the sky, Ada could hear the autos beep their horns as they crossed. Spotting the museum, Ada drifted slowly down to the ground in her Heißluftballon. A taxi stopped next to Ada.
"Excuse me," Ada called to the driver of dem Taxi. "Wo ist das Museum?"
"Climb in. It's not far," replied the driver.
At dem Museum, Ada looked at die Gemälde of dem Dodo, and she read that the bird had been discovered by sailors from Amsterdam. Ada wanted to find out more. She decided to travel to Amsterdam so she could learn about the sailors who had first seen den Dodo. That evening, as the sun was setting, Ada Bell wrote eine Postkarte to her Papageientaucher.
"Dear Papageientaucher, es ist bewölkt und es ist kalt in London. There are Brücken filled with autos. I took ein Taxi to dem Museum. It was wonderful. Tomorrow I'll fly to Amsterdam to discover more about den Dodo. Love, Ada." Ada set off in her Heißluftballon. It wasn't long before she was flying over Amsterdam. Ada wanted to visit a library to find out where the sailors had travelled and where they had seen Din Dodo. So she drifted down to the ground.
"Excuse me, wo ist die Bibliothek?"
called Ada to the driver of einem Bus that stopped beside her.
"It's just along the canal," replied the driver. "Hop on a bicycle, then cycle along den Kanal and you'll see it."
Ada climbed onto ein Fahrrad and rode along den Kanal until she saw die Bibliothek. At der Bibliothek, she immediately found das Buch she was looking for. Her eyes grew wide as she studied an old map in dem Buch. Die Karte showed that the sailors had discovered den Dodo on der Insel of Mauritius. Ada decided to go there to see for herself if den Dodo could still be found. That evening, as die Sonne was setting, Ada wrote eine Postkarte to her Papageientaucher.
"Dear Papageientaucher, die Sonne scheint in Amsterdam. I traveled along den Kanal on einem Fahrrad to find ein Buch about den Dodo. Tomorrow I will go to der Insel of Mauritius to see for myself if den Dodo still exists. Love, Ada."
Several days later, Ada drifted over the Alps in her Heißluftballon on her journey to the Insel of Mauritius. Several weeks later, she flew over the Sahara Desert in her Heißluftballon. Ada knew she was getting nearer to the Insel where the Dodo had once lived. Ada followed the stars through the night in her Heißluftballon. Then, one morning, far below, she saw the Insel of Mauritius. As she landed, Ada wondered where der Dodo might be hiding. She quickly wrote eine Postkarte to her Papageientaucher.
"Dear Papageientaucher, I finally arrived on der Insel of Mauritius. Die Sonne scheint und es ist warm. I can't wait to begin my search for dem Dodo. I will be home soon. Love, Ada."
For many days and nights, Ada searched for den Dodo. She found giant tortoises, monkeys, and fruit bats. But there was no sign of the bird. Ada walked over the coloured sands, climbed the mountains, and sailed around the Insel in a boat, just to be sure. But even in einem Boot, she saw no sign of dem Dodo. Then, one evening, just as Ada was falling asleep, something unexpected happened. Ada caught a glimpse of a bird in the shadows. Der Vogel was very large. It had short wings and a big hooked bill. Ada sat very still. Could it really be
Surely not.
She rubbed her eyes. When she opened them again, der Vogel was gone. Ada wasn't sure if she had imagined seeing einen Dodo, but she did know that der Vogel, who meant the most to her, was waiting on der Insel of Skoma. It was time to wave tschüss to der Insel of Mauritius and go back home to her Papageientaucher. Many weeks later, Ada could see her Papageientaucher standing on the roof of dem kleinen weißen Haus, waiting for her to return. Ada told her Papageientaucher about den Autos, dem Taxi und dem Museum in London, dem Bus, dem Fahrrad und der Bibliothek in Amsterdam. And the days spent searching for dem Dodo on der Insel of Mauritius in einem Boot. Just as Ada was drifting off to sleep, she whispered to her Papageientaucher,
"Tomorrow, let's plan a new adventure. And this time, I think you should come too."
Glossary. Die Autos, the cars. Das Auto, the car. Die Bibliothek, the library. Das Boot, the boat. Die Brücke, the bridge. Die Brücken, the bridges. Das Buch, the book. Der Bus, the bus. Der Dodo, the dodo. Es ist bewölkt. It's cloudy. Es ist kalt. It's cold. Es ist warm. It's hot. Das Fahrrad, the bicycle. Die Gemälde, the paintings. Das Haus, the house. Der Heißluftballon, the hot air balloon. Im, in. Die Insel, the island. Der Kanal, the canal. Die Karte, the map. Klein, little. Das kleine weiße Haus, the little white house. Das Museum, the museum. Der Papageientaucher, the puffin. Die Postkarte, the postcard. Die Sonne, the sun. Die Sonne scheint. It's sunny. Das Taxi. The taxi. Tschüss. Goodbye. Und. And. Der Vogel. The bird. Weiß. White. Wo ist? Where is?
Activity book time. Use your activity book to help you with these activities. Going places. Listen carefully to hear what type of transport travels to each place. Repeat the German out loud. Then draw a line between the transport and its destination in your activity book. Der Bus goes to dem Museum. Das Fahrrad goes to dem Supermarkt. Das Boot
goes to dem Haus. Das Taxi goes to der Post. Das Auto goes to der Bibliothek. Der Heißluftballon goes to dem Einkaufszentrum.